It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
Well, today marks 11 weeks until Election Day 2022, and it is finally primary day in Florida, New York, and Oklahoma. In Florida, two Democrats are facing off in a closely watched governor's race primary. The winner will challenge Republican Governor Ron DeSantis in November. In New York, voters will cast their votes in races that were postponed after the state's redistricting process pushed the congressional primaries from June to August and pits some House incumbents against others. Oklahoma holds primary runoffs today, including the Republican contest for the special Senate election to replace Senator Jim Inhofe when he resigns in January. Now on to the former guy and his legal woes. So Donald Trump's legal team, whoever he was able to convince to work for him, asked a federal judge to appoint a special master, that's a third-party attorney, to go through the documents seized during the search of his Mar-a-Lago residence 2 weeks ago in order to ensure that the Justice Department returns any of Trump's private documents. According to this new lawsuit filed yesterday, the former guy argues that his constitutional rights were violated and that there may have been privileged materials seized. This new suit marks the first legal filing by Trump's team after FBI agents carried out their search on August 8th. And then Monday night, the New York Times, with breaking news that the former guy reportedly had more than 300 classified documents that have now been recovered by the federal government. And this, that Trump personally reviewed all of the documents and decided which ones he was going to hold back, calling them, quote, mine.
It's mine. It's all mine.
The Times dropped the story during the 8 o'clock hour Monday night when Chris Hayes was on the air while he was talking with Congressman Eric Swalwell.
The New York Times just reporting there were 300 classified documents, apparently, at Mar-a-Lago, which, again, Jesus. I think... What do you make of that number?
The reason that they're marked top secret means that it often relates to force protection for our troops. So information about where our troops are that we would not want anyone to know because it could put them in harm's way. It could relate to our nuclear posture or the nuclear posture of our adversaries. It could relate to the technical means that we use to collect information to protect our troops and to protect Americans, or the work that we're doing to combat terrorism. And so 300 pages, you know, just, you know, a basement stairway away in an open, you know, beach house is not where you would want that information, especially in the hands of somebody who President Biden deemed should not even be able to receive classified information.
Meanwhile, the federal judge who signed off on the search of Mar-a-Lago said the facts presented to him by the FBI are reliable. And then he added that he may in the end decide to keep the affidavit justifying the search warrant completely secret. He's waiting for the FBI to send over a redacted version of the affidavit to see if it can be released. But he said that the redaction could render the disclosure meaningless, and then added that he'd make a final decision once he gets the papers back. CNN with some breaking news this morning. A former security chief for Twitter filed a whistleblower complaint against the company, warning of major security flaws, extreme mismanagement, and a significant lack of oversight. Both CNN and the Washington Post obtained a redacted disclosure filed last month to the Justice Department, the FCC, and the FTC. It was submitted by Peter Mudge Zatko, who was hired by former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey in late 2020 after a significant hack of Twitter. Zatko, in his complaint, claims that Twitter's top executives allowed many of the company's employees to have access to some of the main controls and sensitive information at Twitter with little oversight. On top of that, he claims that the executives have deceived federal regulators, tried to cover up security deficiencies, and falsely portrayed Twitter's data management in a positive light. Well, Dr. Anthony Fauci announced on Monday that he will step down from his government roles in December after decades as the nation's top infectious disease expert. But he said he's not really retiring, just going to change the focus of his work. Meanwhile, Pfizer and BioNTech have submitted their applications to the FDA for emergency use authorizations for their updated COVID-19 vaccine booster
that specifically targets the Omicron subvariants BA4 and BA5. If approved, the updated vaccine could be available to the public by early to mid-September. So by now, everyone's seen that video that went viral of police in Arkansas violently beating a suspect. Well, Arkansas Governor Asa Hutchinson said the Justice Department has launched a federal probe into the violent arrest of the man seen in the video. All three officers have been suspended with pay while the Arkansas State Police conducts a separate investigation. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com. Look around and please click on one of those donate buttons.